what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Let's talk more high school sports. Yesterday, we talked track and field. We had Carbon High School track coach Jim Jukes on the show. While he was joining us, Emory High School was playing host to the 2019 Daryl Gardner Invitational, and Emory performed beautifully in that event. The boys squad picked up a massive win, 251 points compared to 115 for Richfield. The Lady Spartans finished second, coming in right behind Richfield. A total of six schools competed in this meet. And joining us right now to talk about that, we have Emory track and field coach Eric Nielsen. Coach, it's been way too long. I'm used to talking soccer with you, but today we're going to talk track and field, and I appreciate you making time.
Yeah, it's always nice to talk to you, Jordan.
Well, it's fun to get updates on everything that's happening at Emory High School, and I know that yesterday it was an important day because Emory played host to the 2019 Daryl Gardner Invitational, and Coach, all in all, it was a tremendous performance from both the boys and the girls.
Yeah, I thought we had a good outing. We had a lot of kids there competing, and especially to start the year, to have some of the time, some of the distances and things in the field events, I thought everyone did great.
Yeah, I believe the boys had close to 30 top three finishes, if I'm not mistaken, and I guess that speaks to the level of depth that this team can have. I know moving forward, of course, we'll talk about some of the individual standouts, but Coach, yesterday, a lot of depth scoring for the boys' team.
Yeah, and that was nice. I mean, it was a small meet here. We had a total of six schools, but we've got talent, you know, board in pretty much every event there, and, you know, that's kind of what we look to expect this year.
Well, let's talk about one individual in particular, Coach. I think every time Braden Ivey touches the track, it's kind of a show. We get to watch him in the 100 meters, and we also get to see him in the 200 meters. And to no surprise, he wins both of those events. And right behind him in both of those events, it was Connor Peterson, the junior from South Sevier. Braden is just a lot of fun to watch, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a great athlete, very talented runner. You know, and his times speak for the work he's put in that way. And everywhere we go, you know, everyone's interested to watch him. He's just fun to watch run.
For as long as you've been around the sport of track and field, Coach, and I know it hasn't been too long, but, I mean, how unique is someone like Braden Ivey when we get to see him run in the 100 or 200 meters?
You know, we saw, I mean, the athletes like that don't come around, especially in the smaller schools, that often. Last year we got to watch from Delta that Dallin Draper that just lit it up, and I think Braden, he's the guy to watch this year. Not just in 3A, I think across all classifications in those sprint events.
It wasn't just Braden, though, that scored victories in two events yesterday, Coach. Cale Allred also had a pretty solid outing yesterday, taking home first place in two events. He topped teammates Keldon Guyman and Mason Famalo in the 300-meter hurdles, and then later won the javelin as well. So we're talking about a track event. We're talking about a field event. Cale was pretty solid.
Yeah, Cale, he's put in a lot of work during the off season. He's hit the weight room. He's been running a lot this during the winter, and that's showing up already this track season. Really impressed with his javelin throw. At our last meet down in Moab, he threw a 152, and he upped that to 160 yesterday. And, you know, I think we have a school record. It's 171 feet. It's been held here for about 50 years, and I think Cale's going to get close to that this year. So that's going to be something fun to watch.
When you mention that, Coach, one of the things that really strikes me is it's not as if we've had a lot of time over the last couple of months to even get Cale some opportunities to throw the javelin because we've had horrible weather. You can't throw the javelin in a gym. I mean, that's unique in itself.
Right. Yeah, it's been tough, especially the winter we've had, you know, to be able to get out and throw. Only a few days we've been able to do it. So, and it was funny, down in Moab, his first throw, he threw it 152 feet, and we were all excited, ecstatic about it, you know, and what an awesome way to start. So that just shows the potential he has through this season.
Coach, we did have another individual pick up first place in two events. Trevin Brazier was pretty good yesterday as well. Took home first in the 110-meter hurdles, and then also, if I'm not mistaken, it was the high jump, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, another talented, you know, we could talk about kids all day here on this team. Trevin, great in the hurdles, and, you know, he's kind of coming back from a little bit of an injury. He's not at 100%, so for him to be putting up numbers like that is great. Someone else I'd like to mention with him is Mason Famalo. Last week in Moab, he took first place in the high jump, and he and Trevin are neck and neck in the hurdles, especially the 110 hurdles. And they're a lot of fun to watch, a lot of fun in practice, where they're able to compete against each other, and I look for them, both of those athletes, to be in state in the high jump and probably the 110 hurdles and I think the 300 hurdles.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory High School Track and Field Squad. Coach, so a solid performance for the boys. They take home first place, running away with it, as you mentioned, six schools in all at the Daryl Gardner Invitational just last night. The girls, on the flip side, they had some success. I mean, I'm really impressed with Addie Lester, and I know you get to watch the girls as well as you guys work out together. If you had to kind of assess the way the girls have performed in the early going so far this season, I mean, how would you assess that?
You know, I think the girls are right where they need to be. A lot of them returning from last year are already getting their best times early this year. And you mentioned Addie Lester, and there's a handful of these freshman girls that are coming in this year. And we're just starting to see what they can do in these first couple of meets. And obviously they're going to get better and more experienced. And I think a lot of these girls have a chance to do something special this year.
Well, I know that in order to have success, Coach, in track and field, you got to have depth, and it's so much different than soccer, which I'm used to talking with you about, or basketball, baseball, football. I mean, you can score points, you can win meets without taking first place in any event. So how's the turnout been for the team this year, boys and girls, as far as the amount of kids that are participating?
You know, I think our numbers are up a little bit this year, and like you said, track, it's unlike these other sports I've experienced where it's a numbers game. I think the biggest benefit for us in with our boy athletes is we've got talent across the board. We can take some of those top finishes with the boys. The girls, it's more of a game of, you know, trying to get as many in the events, lower scoring there as much as possible. And I think they, both teams, should be successful as we go throughout the season.
Well, it was a busy weekend. I mean, you guys participated at the Red Rock Invitational in Moab, and then you had the Daryl Gardner Invitational yesterday. And now, Coach, looking at the schedule, a little bit of a break for the kids.
Yeah, we've got about a week and a half, and, you know, that, I think that's worked out good for our schedule. We've got a couple meets in. Kids can see where they're at, kind of what they need to work on. We are struggling through a few injuries on the team here. This gives us a chance to kind of get over some of that soreness and some of those injuries to start the year, and I think we'll have a strong showing at Carbon next week.
Coach, there is always the conversation of getting kids qualified for the state championship, and that's something that you can do pretty much out of the gate in track and field. Is anyone qualified for the 3A state championship meet already?
They have, yeah. So we already mentioned Braden Ivey, of course. He qualified yesterday in the 100 and 200. Cale Allred, he qualified actually last week down in Moab. And then, of course, his throw yesterday qualified him again. And we had one other that we haven't mentioned yet, Marquise Giroux. Yesterday, he threw the discus, and I believe he took first place in that event yesterday, and it was, yeah, he threw it over 122 feet, and so he qualified in the boys' discus throw as well. So we've already got, it's early in the season, so to have already three athletes qualified, that's a good showing for us.
No doubt. I'm glad you brought up Marquise, because he was very good in Moab as well on Saturday.
Yeah, he was just barely under the qualifying distance for the discus, and so for him to get that yesterday was great for him.
Coach, we'll end with this. Ahead of the meet that's at Carbon in about a week and a half, what are some of the things that you as a coach try to implement during that time, knowing that there's not a competition and you can maybe push the kids a little bit harder in practice, knowing they have such a wide break? I mean, what do you try to focus on between now and then?
Yeah, so it gives us a chance to do a little harder workouts, like you said. When you have, especially these two meets close together, we weren't able to work in between them much. Gives us a chance to do a little harder workouts, and then our relays, really we're going to be able to have some time to work on some of those handoffs, especially the 4x100 relay. We need to work on that. It's something I'd like to get better off before next week's meet.
Well, Coach, it is great to talk with you once again. Thank you for taking out the time to fill us in on what's happening with the track and field squad, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Definitely. It's always nice to be on your show, Jordan.
Well, it's always a pleasure to get you on, Coach. That's Eric Nielsen, again, Emory High School track and field coach. You can get the complete results from yesterday's meet at CastleCountryRadio.com. We have more coming up when we return. We'll talk a crazy night and day in the NFL. Cleveland Browns doing work. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.